Hey Chris, we can get started with
Martine.
Hey Chris, how's it going?
Good, you?
Good, thanks. How would you just evaluate that outing overall for you? Just kind of a, I guess you could say shaky first, but then kind of turn things around there pretty quick. I would just evaluate it.
Yeah, I mean, the first I would say my nerves kind of got the best of me. You talk about ballparks and environments, atmospheres that you've always wanted to pitch in. Like, I grew up an Indians fan, so like I always wanted to pitch in Cleveland. And then growing up, I always wanted to pitch here. I mean, every game with David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez and all those guys, like that's what I grew up watching, is Yankee Boston game. So my nerves were way more than normal in the first inning. And after I got two strikes on JD, I was just like, all right, let's make a pitch here, and then yank, and then yank. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do to myself? But after that, I just kind of started pitching again. It was kind of normal. But yeah, I would say the first inning, Fenway got the best of me.
Jess Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Chris, kind of tailing off of Martine's question about pitching at Fenway. It's enriched in history, but I mean, obviously you pitched there, but what's it like ultimately getting a win? I feel like that checked off all the baseball nerd boxes.
Yeah, I've been here multiple times, but I never pitched here. And I was just like, in my opinion, this is number one on the list of like, you've got to pitch in Fenway. I mean, this is the environment, everything about it. Like, I was here pre-COVID with sold out fans and just the environment, and like I said, it should be number one on your list of like, dang, this is the place.
What about a scenario where with Mitch Moreland, I mean, obviously he's a former Red Sox player, and then even without a lot of fans, he tipped his cap. Did you still feel like they were giving him a warm welcome and it sounded like there were a lot of fans there, even though there actually wasn't?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you win a World Series with the team. Dang, they better love you, I'll tell you that. And we heard it. They played a tribute video, so we all knew about it. But I mean, if you're around Mitch at all, you better love him, because Mitch is A+ dude.
Manolo.
Hey Chris, there was a moment there, I think you retired like 14, 15 in a row with the game very close, one run. What was going the best for you in that time? So you were so dominant.
Got through the first, I'd say. I mean, after the first, I felt good. I feel really comfortable with all my pitches. I feel really good with our catchers, and I think our game plan going into all the games has been really good. Our preparation has been great, but after the first inning, I was able to like, all right, this is over. Now we gotta try to win a game here. But same script. I think we're on a great path right now of just understanding who I am and just going out there and doing it.
It seemed that you're creating a little deception there to the hitters moving your glove there. Is that part of your plan, or is that just something that happens?
Yeah. MLB, the MLB Network said I was tipping pitches and stuff, and I know they had a little segment on that, but sometimes I'm trying to tip on purpose. I'll say that, and then I'm dropping my arm angle on purpose, and I'm lowering my arm angle on sliders on purpose, and Emo and I know what we're doing. The catchers know what I'm doing, so I like the cat and mouse game. I'll say that. When you think you got me going, when you think you know what I'm throwing, good luck.
John Shea.
Well, you won, so you're not at Fenway, met expectations, but did it also with the environment and vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I wish COVID was completely over with, and I wish this place was absolutely jam-packed, but I mean, it was cool. I just got done talking with Manaya about it. I know Manaya's pitched here, but I can't even fathom like this place in a playoff environment. It'd be dream come true, no doubt about it.
Well, speaking of ballparks, back in Oakland, there was some news today that you know, the A's are starting to consider relocation, you know, looking at sites outside the Bay Area. How much of that reached you or the clubhouse today?
I think we tried. I mean, we've been hearing this drumbeat for many, many years. And I think all the players have just basically tried to push it to the side and take care of our business. We got Dave Cavill. We got these guys worrying about it. So we got so much crap to worry about throughout a day. We can't worry about a ballpark. It sucks from a fan standpoint. Like, I grew up a Browns fan. When the Browns left for Baltimore, that I know that absolutely just destroyed the fan base, destroyed fans. So I feel really, really bad for the actual fan base. But as it comes to the clubhouse, there's nothing that we can do. I mean, there really isn't. So we try not to think about it. We try not to talk about it. It's just, we got business to take care of, and that's what we do.
You were talking about the MLB Network suggesting you're tipping pitches. Was that never the case then?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Just a deke.
I hope people think they got me. I'll say
that. Yeah.
Julian McWilliams.
Hey, Chris. Quick questions. What is the adding the depth of your slider and just sort of the tip of your slider done to your benefited you in your overall repertoire as you've aged and have, you know, come into the pitcher that you've become?
Yeah, I think I don't know the exact reason of why my slider has been, why my curveball wasn't swung at a lot, whether it be arm angle, I know it's higher than normal, or whether the ball's popping out of my hand so they see the ball up right away. I don't know what it is, but I didn't generate the swings that I wanted. It was a pitch that most people just didn't swing at. And then I had trouble throwing it for strikes at times. So it was just a double-edged sword there. But then once we add the slider, I instantly started seeing a lot of swings on it. I'm not sure what the swing rate is on it, but it's been a massive weapon for me. And just the aspect of this, guys are swinging at it. I don't think they're picking it up well. Thank you, Romo. I owe him a massive gift. I owe Deekman a massive gift. And then I owe Emo a lot of pain and suffering over the years too, I'll say that. So obviously I'm glad that it is what it is, but it was more so just we had to get an off-speed pitch that people were willing to swing at, and we finally got it.
We'll finish up with one question from Martin.
Bob was saying he might have let you go out for the eighth had it not been for the homer. I know you have a lot of trust in the bullpen, but were you kind of hoping to get one more inning, or were you kind of good there?
No, I mean, it's a non-issue, but I got a little blister on my finger, so I was kind of happy that people told me. If you needed an eighth inning, I was definitely going to throw an eighth inning, I'll tell you that. But anytime we hand over the ball to the back of our bullpen, I don't give a damn. I'll tell you that. I don't care.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.